promising retaliation, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes instead they de-escalate.
To take actions consistent with what normal nations do, and in the event that they do not, in the event they go the other direction, I know that President Trump and the entire United States government is prepared to respond appropriately.
Telling Fox and Friends, Qasem Soleimani posed an imminent threat.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress was not notified about the attack and is demanding an immediate briefing. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the world is better off without General Soleimani, but Americans do not want war with Iran.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And in Mississippi, a fifth inmate has died violently behind bars this week, stabbed to death before dawn by another inmate. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our wet forecast continues. Periods of rain will be around from time to time today and really tonight, too. I think the rain will taper off late tonight as it turns colder. The high temperature today will hover between 65 and 70. We were actually warmer in the middle of the night. Tonight, colder. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow could be a leftover shower early, but I think it's going to be a windy, colder day. High temperature in the low 50s on Saturday, but it'll seem colder with the winds. Then mostly clear and cold Saturday night, down to 31 by dawn Sunday. Sunday is a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police arrested two men on attempted murder charges on New Year's Day. Authorities say Michael Berry and Joshua Coleman shot at each other around 4 a.m. Wednesday. This happened on McClendon Avenue. No one was hurt, but authorities say there is property damage. A Montgomery police car was damaged by a stolen vehicle Thursday. The driver reversed when the officer approached the car, hitting the MPD vehicle. Four people ran off after this happened, but were later taken into custody. The officer involved was not injured. And a federal judge will decide if Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill can block people on his personal Twitter account or if doing so violates their free speech rights. Merrill's attorneys argue the account is personal and not an official account of the state office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman. Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. United.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there, so if someone needs a system serviced or repaired, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United's service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Final hour of News and Views. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning has been Eddie Bader.
Been good to be here, Joe.
Yeah, very serious show. Looking at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking on the Senate floor now about killing a Soleimani. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. 272-9228. Just checking other news here. And, of course, as we brought you yesterday, other outlets have been picking it up. Mark Montiel passed away yesterday or late the night before, and just shocking news. I didn't know Mark intimately well, but he's one of the first people I met here in the radio business, you know, did interning here when he was working with Dan Morris. So my heart goes out to his family, all his loved ones, and this is just shocking news. Shocking news.
You and Jack had him on the show, I remember.
November.
Yeah, and that was my first real experience hearing him, and he just seemed like such a genuine person. I hate it for his family. I hate it for everyone.
We will give details when we find out more information about visitations, these sorts of things, funeral. 272-9228. 272-9228. Oh, look at this. The phones are all lighting up. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Joey. I was going to ask you a question. Now, an embassy, is that like an extension of our own country in a foreign country?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bates. What I wanted to say is we had an issue with Benghazi because nobody came to their rescue when they were attacked. Granted, it was not a real embassy, I guess, but it was an ambassador in there.
It was the consulate, and yes.
Yes, and we just ignored their cry for help. Now, here we have an embassy which is recognized as an extension of America, United States, and here they're being attacked. Isn't it something we're supposed to do and go in and protect our little piece of pie there?
Yes, we should always have adequate protection for all of our embassies. But in years past, honestly, there's been budget cuts and things like that that cut a lot of that back. But I think Benghazi brought that back to the forefront. And I, for one, am glad that Trump stepped up and made the orders that he made and made it public that, hey, we're sending Marines there right now. And I think that had a lot to do with calming everything down.
I don't think anybody expected Trump to go this far, though.
No.
Not a lot of people in the United States or the Iranians, which I think is to Trump's credit. I don't know how many, even like as folks have been calling and saying, this does express strength. I think it sends more of a message to Kim Jong-un than anybody else. Though, folks, you got to look at all the possible options. It could make Kim dig his heels in more, saying, I saw what y'all did to Gaddafi. I saw what y'all did to folks who don't have nuclear weapons. It seems you only treat people with other nukes nicely.
Right.
And before they get the nukes, you treat them badly. That could be Kim's thinking at this point. The Iranians, too, as I played earlier, they were calling for martyrdom to be the highest possible good in service to the revolution and to the Islamic Republic. And so they're probably not going to. This is a major loss for them, a major loss symbolically, practically. This hit them hard,
right?
But they'll probably react to it. Oh, another great martyr for the cause.
So we helped them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they do recognize strength. That is their culture, and so in that aspect, it might balance that a little bit. Maybe. But they'll use anything they can, and martyrism has been, you know, I hate to even bring it up. We even have it in our own Christian belief. But let's face it, it only goes so far, and after a while, you do start to have a little issue with people's opinion on it. But I just personally think Trump did the right thing. I think that, you know, it may have been what people consider too far, but is there a rule book I mean, do we really have, you know, this?
Well, Debbie, honestly, at this point, no, and that's what worries me a little
bit. Right, we're kind of creating our own rules as we go here. But at the same
time, I don't think this was completely wrong. It just, it brings up, it answers a lot of questions. It also brings up a lot of new questions. And again, when the United States, and there's, you look it up on YouTube, Pompeo Revolutionary Guard, like terrorism, they designated the IRGC is the acronym, as a terrorist group. It's the first time in our history we've labeled another part of another government a terrorist organization. And at the time, it kind of, there were people who talked about
radar,
it, but kind of went under the radar. And for a second, it's like, oh, are you just going to punish people more if they give aid to these groups? But what about the diplomats that we have? What about the people in Iraq that are working with these folks? And it just, I feel like it was almost a very subtle way of declaring war on Iran. And this is, this is a new development. Never before have we done this. And we see the fruits of it now, just like he took out al-Baghdadi. He took out the head of this terror group. And so,
well, I didn't understand Libya when our government went in there either. So, and
By the way, is a huge mess today.
Right. It's a huge mess today.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
you've got Egypt.
Tell me that in a minute.
You've got Egypt, you've got Turkey, you've got Russia, you got all sorts of different interests trying to win the battlefield there.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, all I can say is I think a show of strength is what we need to do, but I do resent that the Democratic Party is using this as a campaign strategy.
Of course.
And they're the ones that were doing it first. Well, I don't know if they were doing it first, but they did their share of it when it was Libya and, you know, that mess. So I don't see where they have room to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I just pray for the best, and I hope it all works out. But we really need to stand strong. When it comes to these kind of things, you can't have division in your government.
Nope.
And like we do with the Democrats sitting there. It just drives me crazy. Don't make this political. It's already bad enough.
Well, you can have those divisions behind closed doors. I don't think there's a problem with that at all, but I don't think we should be airing all of our business publicly like we do between the rival sides of Democrats and the Republicans. There are times, because it's hard to negotiate if I sit there and call you
and
trash
right
up front and then, you know, in front of the world and everybody, and then we go behind the room and I go, hey, Joe, you know, I'm just poking fun at you a little bit, man. You know, that doesn't work that way.
Well, but, Debbie, I appreciate the call. I got to go to others.
Thank you.
272-9228. Papa B, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey, Happy New Year to you guys.
How you doing, Papa B?
What a beginning to the new year.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I started off with some real fireworks here.
Indeed.
And, you know, as a casual observer of current events, not trying to say I'm more than that, I think that Trump did the right thing here. And, you know, it's something that's measured, really, compared to the load of bullcrap that we've had to put up with for 40 years from this particular person and that party in Iran. So, you know, after a while, like your former caller said, enough is enough. Something has got to be done. And now the real recalculation begins, because to me, what Iran and this general were thinking is, hey, it's an election year. Trump's not going to do anything. We're going to continue to press our issue and, you know, create havoc. Well, that calculation was wrong. And so, you know, when I hear people on the news saying, you know, the other leaders and players in the Middle East are having to rethink this, that's what they're having to rethink, is that, oh, crap.
Right.
We've got somebody here that's not just willing to, you know, carry out a strike, but, hey, he's willing to roll the dice politically.
Oh, absolutely.
In his own country. You know, it's like, you know, forget everything else. We're gonna protect our people in our resources.
But next steps.
That's what they're rethinking.
Next steps. I'm also a, well, I'm more than casual, but I'm an observer. I wouldn't consider myself an expert. By the way, Dr. David Sorensen will be on the Dan Moore Show talking about
this. Oh, great.
Upcoming.
Great.
So I'll be sure to tune in, hear it about an hour, well, really 45 minutes at this point. But I think next steps out of this is prepare to see a little more havoc in Iraq. I don't think these Iranian-backed militias or Hezbollah is going to take this quietly. So expect some chaos there in Iraq itself. My biggest worry, I don't know if it's going to happen, is an attack here on United States soil. A terror-like attack.
Well, they're swearing to attack, but Joey, right. You know, how much of that is
hyperbolic, right.
You know?
Yeah, it's,
and how much of that is, like, for real.
Oh, right. Don't kid me. I'm not kidding you. I'm not scared of an attack. Just I'm kind of laying out possibilities here.
Well, what I find more interesting is the reaction of the Democrats. Here are these folks, and Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, they just impeached the president. And they expect to be drawn into his confidences? Seriously? You know, I mean, and then they want to, you know, cry, sit in the corner and cry about not having been properly advised. Well, screw that. You know, why would anybody, any president, that Congress has already authorized him to go ahead and go after terrorist organizations, which this guy clearly falls under. So, I don't think the Democrats are going to score any points by, you know, crying in their milk about not being properly advised.
Yeah, I don't think that goes too far. I think the one thing they're saying that plays well, because you hear from the likes of folks like Tucker Carlson and folks like myself, is people did vote for this president for no more big wars in the Middle East.
Right.
Trump said it himself.
Huh?
And I think if Trump, I'm not saying he will, but it does open up the door more. And if he does get involved in a big war, we went over it yesterday with a great article from Pat Buchanan. This has ruined presidential aspirations before.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. I have a feeling he'll pick his spots.
Ahead.
He's not going to do a major war. He's going to do more of these tactical precision strikes where he can.
Well, I think he's kept his promises so far of trying to get us out of big wars, and that's kind of what he's been doing. So why can't we believe him in the fact where he said he does not want us to get into another war?
We'll
at the same time, you've been drugging before.
Well, what I would say is this. I don't think Trump is going to take to sending a bunch of people in, you know, with a World War II style occupation type thing.
Right.
I think he's just going to bomb the ever-living doo-doo out of somebody, you know, and then say, well, if you want my help, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what I expect Trump to do. He'll turn them into a sea of glass before he, you know, risk American soldiers' lives and, you know, in some sort of a head-on-head conflict. And then just, you know, consequences be, you know, forget the consequences. That's what I expect, and I don't know how I've been disproven, because he's kind of followed that plan so far. So, but anyway, well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. No, and this should... This opens up a lot of questions, but it has more to do with 10, 20, 30 years of history than it does with a given president. I will say, the fact that this particular general is dead, Soleimani, there's some calling him Salami, it's a good day in America, and it's a good day for the world. It's a good day for a lot of the Iranian people. It's a good day.
Yeah,
it is. You can't take out all the bad guys, but there are a few that definitely need to go, and this was one of them.
Well, there's a few more.
So God bless America, guys.
Thanks, Bob B.
Yeah, thanks, Bob B. There's a few more that just dug their hole a little bit deeper to hide out a little bit harder today.
Indeed. We'll see where it goes, though. That's always the question. Like I keep saying, we've only just begun. 272-9228, again, coming up on the Dan Moore Show, an actual expert, not just Joey doing his homework and talking about it. But Dr. David Sorensen will be on the airwaves here.
Such
with
a good
Dan.
Guest when you got him on. It's such a great guest.
He's fantastic. 272-9228. This part of the program. Oh, I'm starting to get a little hungry.
Yeah, buddy.
It's brought to you by Yellowhammer Restaurant. New sponsor of ours. It's a great restaurant located at 7725 Averett Drive. So if you're going on Taylor Road towards Troy Highway, right after you turn off Vaughn, you know, think of Vaughn Taylor intersection. You turn onto Taylor going towards the Troy Highway.
Right.
It's a fourth of a mile. It's going to be on your right. It's a turn, Averett Drive.
Right.
I think it looks like a subdivision called Billingsley
yep.
Place. And right back there where the old Blue Moon restaurant used to be.
Yeah, Blue Moon Cafe was there. Wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah.
Now it's Yellowhammer Restaurant. Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. And they do breakfast and lunch. They're open 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. 7 days a week. And I'll be straightforward, folks. I haven't had a chance to have breakfast. I have had their lunch.
The burger.
And my goodness, the burger is so good.
Yes.
Like, what did I go with? I went with the Yellowhammer burger, which is a Sterling burger topped with a fried green tomato. Mm. And don't underestimate the flavor of fried green tomato.
Oh, man,
it's so good. Adds a little extra juice, too, a little
yeah.
extra moisture. It's really, really good. With bacon also and pepper jack cheese. And it was on a Kaiser roll, which at first I'm like, huh? But apparently they butter that sucker off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it collects all the juices of the burger and the tomato perfectly. It's a great bite for such a reasonable price. Also at lunch, they have meat and threes. They have a Reuben sandwich, classic kind of club sandwich, a wing platter, chicken finger basket. It's a simple, straightforward menu, folks. But they execute it well. All the chefs there, all the cooks there are taught by their grandmothers.
Oh, that's great.
So it's very good. I like to judge places by the stuff that all sorts of places offer. But how do your French fries stack up? They
right.
double fry there.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's
extra
so
crispy.
Good. If their onion rings are perfect, I made sure to try those. The batter to onion ratio mm-hmm. is just right. They do it well over there at Yellowhammer Restaurant. I'm getting hungry just talking about them. Check them out today. Again, it's 7725 Averett Drive right off of Taylor Road. You will not be disappointed. Heck, you'll be more than not disappointed. You'll be over the moon.
Mm.
This place is a great new find. And be sure to check out for lunch today or breakfast early tomorrow morning.
Oh,
nice way to
good.
Kick off a Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
Let's hit this break here. 272-9228, 272-9228. FDA bans most fruit and mint-flavored nicotine vaping products.
Except for menthol?
Yeah.
But is that not flavored?
What the hell is wrong with you folks? Moral panic's just...
That's it, man.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, 272-9228. We'll be right back.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stop playing with it.
Oh, shut up, Lindsay. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'll play with whatever I like, Mr. Graham.
Well, now.
Senator Graham. Excuse me, pardon me. Didn't mean to drop your title there. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's a master of real estate, Eddie Bader.
In the house.
My co-host Jack Campbell is off today. He's shooting some television.
Yes, he is.
But let's go into our little Wayback Machine. You know that the Ayatollah that runs Iran, he has a Twitter account.
What?
Yeah, everybody's on Twitter these days.
I didn't think that was allowed in the Quran.
Did they foresee Twitter? And there might be something to those books.
There might be something to it, yeah.
Now people are like, what the hell's wrong with those two? 272-9228. But he tweeted this. The Ayatollah of Iran tweeted this. After Trump, 2 days ago, said Iran will be
held fully responsible for lives lost or damage incurred at any of our facilities. They will pay a very big price.
When I raise my voice, folks, it means Trump put it in all caps. This is not a warning. It is a threat. Happy New Year. I love he added Happy New Year to the end of that. So, the Ayatollah of Iran, he retweeted that, and he responded to Trump saying this. That guy, says the Ayatollah, has tweeted that we see Iran responsible for the events in Baghdad and we will respond to Iran. Number one, you can't do anything, said the Ayatollah to Trump 2 days ago. Number two, if you were logical, which you're not, you'd see that your crimes in Iraq, Afghanistan have made nations hate you. Well, I guess they're going to hate us even more now.
That's right.
Though
hey, man, hate to play you, not to gang.
Actually, I did take the time to sort of study up on the history of Iran and under this regime and how they fought. And time and time again, I brought this up at the very beginning of the show, but time and time again, hubris has been the story of this Revolutionary Guard, and the revolution is their number one goal. They see themselves as spreading their version of Islam across the region, being a dominant power, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But because of that revolutionary zeal, as well as the religious zealotry added to it, they tend to be a little overconfident in their abilities. And so that means, yeah, they'll step into things that they can't handle a situation. For instance, when they were fighting the Iran-Iraq war, they pushed Iraq out of their country pretty effectively. Could have been more effective, but because they're just getting started. And so they're a little bit of a mess. It was a little anarchic there in that part of the country. But they were able to push Iraq back, and they didn't stop, though. They were ready to have, like, a peace deal. Or Iraq was ready to have a ceasefire. Saddam was in, like, 82. But the Iranians just kept pushing because it's Allah's will or some crap like that. And, they incurred heavy losses, both in terms of personnel and equipment. And they ended up having to sign a ceasefire peace deal with Iraq that was on much worse terms.
I was going to say, it wasn't on the winning end of that.
Exactly. So they have a tendency in Iran to be overconfident. Now, that's not unique to Iran. We've done that.
Right.
As a nation, all sorts of nations throughout history, of hubris has been their downfall. I say this, though, folks, because you mix in this sort of overconfidence, this pride, alongside this revolutionary zeal, where any sort of bad thing that happens to you is justified as, oh, it will be good in the end, a worthy sacrifice. It's tough to deter a regime like this. But it does, I think, make it clear-eyed. A regime like this should never have nuclear weapons. I actually think there could be some conversation about North Korea. But, I mean, China doesn't want North Korea to have nukes. Russia doesn't. South Korea and Japan certainly don't. We don't want them to have nukes. But I think the mutually assured destruction doctrine could possibly apply to North Korea. Possibly.
You don't think the crazy?
No, but essentially what Trump laid out to Kim, and Kim sort of cooperated, that fat little rocket man, there'll be fire and fury like the world has never mm-hmm. seen. Right. That's sort of the mutually assured, like, you don't shoot us, we don't shoot you. You better stop it. Now, there is a good argument to be made that when somebody's right at your doorstep aiming a weapon at you, you might want to react to that before they actually pull the trigger.
That's right.
So that's kind of the argument with getting North Korea to back off. But I'm saying, for argument's sake, theoretically speaking, North Korea can maybe have the same policy. We could have the same policy towards them that we had towards the Soviet Union, that we have to other nuclear powers that are adversaries. With Iran, I really don't think that's possible. I really don't. And this all gets tied up, though, in something that we should remember. The imminent attack that justified taking out Soleimani, as well as other, a long history of his deeds in the Middle East, is that there was an imminent attack. Wait, but was it an imminent attack here in America? No, it wasn't.
That we know of.
Well, no, but Pompeo admitted this morning, no, it was a regional threat.
Right.
And I think you should defend American personnel, but I'm also not surprised that when you have American personnel and service members stationed all over the Middle East, they might be threatened by Iranian terror networks.
On the regular.
Right. That's sort of a reality yep. of working in that region. So we have big decisions to make going forward. This is just the beginning. We'll see where it goes. But I do tip my hat to the president for... I mean, there's a little bit of just, like, gamesmanship to this. Like, the Ayatollah saying, you can't do anything. Oh, just wait.
Watch.
Just wait.
Love that.
Soleimani really did. Here, I got to play this again. This was in April 2019, the press conference where they labeled the Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. I think that's a big, big deal. And that should be discussed. It will be discussed more as we look back in history. But at the end of this press conference, the aide, the head of policy for the State Department under Pompeo, had this to say about Soleimani. Just this gives you some insight into who Soleimani and the Iranians are. This man is now dead. I guess he found his paradise.
As Qasem Soleimani said in March 2009, the battlefield is mankind's lost paradise. And this is the true nature of Iran's foreign policy. It is not the very nice-seeming tweets of Iran's foreign minister. If you want to know Iran's foreign policy, pay more attention to what Qasem Soleimani has said and continues to say. He was recently given a medal by the Supreme Leader, who wished for his martyrdom. And the Supreme Leader has said things. He's been lionizing people who drink the sweet syrup of martyrdom.
Well, I guess they got their wish. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Julius Bill.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing better. You know, I don't really have a problem with what Trump has done. And I understand why he couldn't go to Congress and brief them on the fact that he was going to do it. Because you've got probably 24 agents of other countries in our Congress who probably are more loyal to the Middle East than they are to this country. But when you really look at it, he didn't do anything that Bill Clinton didn't do. Bill Clinton was bombing targets in the desert that were tents that had been abandoned for 2 or 3 years, and he was spending $1 million cruise missiles to blow them up. He's not doing anything that Bush didn't do. He's not doing anything that Obama didn't do. So, the fact that he chose a target that kind of showed him that he
means business.
He was willing to up the ante a little bit.
And Bill, I accept your point completely. However, also to your point, it's nothing Bush didn't do, Clinton didn't do, Obama didn't do. Now Trump has continued that. And part of why we elected Trump is we thought it'd be a little different. But let's not make it about Trump. I think, to your point, what you just laid out, what is going on with American foreign policy that for the last four presidents to be operating this way, is this actually serving the American people and our interest well? I think that's a bigger conversation.
It's not, but let's look at it a little. Let's go a step deeper.
Yeah.
How would you change that? If you go back to where he has to ask permission of Congress, there's 24 Congress people who have stronger ties to the Middle East than they do here. Now, whose fault's that? People that elected them. Whose fault is that? The fact that none of the candidates run against those people did their homework to point this out.
Yeah.
But, how do you fix that now? So, it would severely handicap the U.S. to change that right now. But 9/11 is the thing that created the situation that we're in.
Indeed. Well, here, my biggest worry, I think that is most reasonable, is that there will be some disturbance, let's say, in Iraq proper, and that could go any which way. And I worry that out of chaos, you get those types again, the Sunni radicals again.
If I were Trump, and this is what Bill would like to see him do, is go before Congress and say, I did what I needed to do. Let me fill you in on the plans that I have for the future. And I would create a scenario for them and see how long it took for these countries in the Middle East, because we attacked Syria just the other day, or we bombed Syria just the other day.
Yeah.
So now we've got another country. I would lay out a game plan for them, and I would wait to see how long it took those countries to start defending the points that I was going, telling them that I was going to attack. And then wherever they pulled their stuff away from, that's where I'd go to.
I hear you, Bill. The one thing I find frustrating, and echoing kind of Tucker Carlson here, is I think there are plenty of people, establishment types in the U.S. government, who know exactly what they've been pushing for, who know exactly what they're doing. And this has always been the war they've wanted with Iran and the general proxy war in the whole region. And what I find incredibly frustrating is that has not been more of a full-throated general idea that we've discussed. It's been more, let's react, news freak out, breaking news, Fox News alert. That's where I think we've not been served well. It's been kind of like, oh, this latest thing's happened. Yeah. We have to respond now.
Yeah, everything needs a response.
As opposed to sort of actually laying out the case, okay, we need to push back the Shiite crescent in general. Here's the resources that will be required. Here's sort of the end goal we're looking at. Here's the partners we want to work with. That's why I think you throw some of this to the Congress. But don't get me wrong. It's not just that the executive branch doesn't want to talk to Congress, doesn't want to be weighed down by Congress. It's also that I think Congress doesn't want to take up that responsibility in a serious way, which is sad.
Well, I don't want to see a war over there because that's not of a benefit to anyone, especially the country that we're at war with. But at the same time, you got to look at what happened 8 years before Trump got pitched this ball of twine that was all tangled up, because we had a president that went over and shipped billions of dollars of cash on C-130s to these countries, only to have them turn and use that money against us.
Absolutely.
We had a president that went over there and apologized for us getting into World War II and saving France, Italy, all the countries in Europe, all the countries in the Orient. Why should we apologize for saving somebody from being under German and Japanese rule?
Right. I agree with you.
Well, thanks for letting me have my 2 cents.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, it's just, it's a mess. It's an absolute mess. I'm happy that Soleimani is dead, but I think this blame the president, whatever he did was wrong, that's coming from the Democrats, or just say, oh, you're so wonderful, Mr. President. I'm not playing that game, folks. Credit, blame. There are plenty of places doing that. And I think the president's going to get plenty of credit and plenty of blame for this action. I think it does make him look presidential. But what I've been talking about now for 2 hours and 43 minutes has been largely what are the many possible things that come out of this very bold action. What comes next? And there are a lot of potential things that could come next. We'll have to stay tuned. And in the midst of an impeachment, in the midst of a presidential political electoral politics will take over. And good luck with that. But for the time being, we don't know what the future will hold. What did we say? Yogi Berraism yesterday. It's very tough to make predictions, especially about the future.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. So for now, we can rest easy that Soleimani is dead. Good. But let's also keep our eyes open and... Again, we've only just begun.
Really be aware of what's going on in the world, not just in your personal 2 feet of space.
Yeah, and we all have our opinions. This is a talk show. We're happy to discuss these things, but we're not the ones in power at the end of the day. That's why we elect presidents and senators and representatives. And again, folks, we'll have a real Middle East expert on, not me, just a humble talk show host. Dr. David Sorensen will be joining the Dan Moore Show. Always a pleasure having him on these airwaves. He'll fill us in more. But this should be, this is a momentous day, a historic day. 272-9228 if you want to get it.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosen with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their...
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Our wet forecast continues. Periods of rain will be around from time to time today and really tonight, too. I think the rain will taper off late tonight as it turns colder. The high temperature today will hover between 65 and 70. We were actually warmer in the middle of the night. Tonight, colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow could be a leftover shower early, but I think it's going to be a windy, colder day. High temperature in the low 50s on Saturday, but it'll seem colder with the winds. Then mostly clear and cold Saturday night, down to 31 by dawn Sunday. Sunday is a nice day with a high in the upper 50s and plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to the closing segment here of News and Views. News and Views from 9 to noon. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Now, they are closed today in the next couple days until Tuesday of next week because, well, True Booth, he texted me earlier today, said he's in Miami. He's exhibiting at the Miami Antique Show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so getting some product out there. I'm sure he's finding product. True Booth and the whole team over there, they're all experts when it comes to the jewelry business. Heirloom Jewelers is a fine antique and estate jewelry store located here in Montgomery over Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. Just when you pass Bell Road going east on Vaughn, there's Heirloom Jewelers on your right. And because of their expertise, because they go the extra mile, going to all these antique shows and traveling all over the country, networks of hundreds of jewelers all over the country, making sure they're well-stocked and have what you will want at a selection when it comes to unique, one-of-a-kind antique pieces. This is why you need to stop by. Tell Troop Booth that News and Views sent you. Everybody over there at Heirloom Jewelers, everybody is trained at the Gemological Institute of America. And you can also, if you're sitting on some jewelry you just haven't been using for a while, you need to call Heirloom Jewelers at 260-0066, 260-0066. Set up an appointment to sell some jewelry to them.
Oh, that's cool.
Usually the appointment's in the morning, so Troop has plenty of time to check out what you have to offer. He'll evaluate the jewelry you bring in, and then he'll quote you. He'll give you, hey, I'll give you this much money if you agree. Give them your ID, prints up a receipt, boom, you get paid on the spot.
That's all right, Joey.
Yeah, all right. And seriously, folks, Valentine's Day is not that far away. And also, it doesn't have to be a special obligatory gift-giving holiday. Surprise your loved one with one-of-a-kind earrings or necklace or ring.
Ooh, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, earn that extra, those extra brownie points. Check them out today. Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here at News and Views. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Miss Pine Level, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Great.
I haven't heard this mentioned yet, and I hadn't been listening the whole morning. Was there anybody else injured or harmed or killed whenever they got bombed?
Yes. Also, there's Soleimani who ran the whole Quds force in Revolutionary Guard, but the other guy who was in the car with him, well, there are a few others, all top kind of militia members, but the other key guy that was killed, can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was the head of the whole umbrella group that ran the Shia militias in Iraq. And so that is a major...
They were in a vehicle and the vehicle got bombed.
Yeah, they were leaving the Baghdad International Airport, and it was a missile fired from a drone took them out.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, all I want to say to that is Trump on.
This is my level I love here now.
Your reaction is my favorite of the day. Yeah. We've had a lot of great calls, in-depth conversations, but you just said coup.
Coup.
You just made my day.
Have a good day. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Cool.
Coup. Yeah, I mean, you get what you deserve, hopefully. But
die by the sword, die by the sword, brother.
But again, just to reiterate, where I'm coming from, folks, is not the blame game or the praise game for the president. I'm not playing presidential politics here or electoral politics here. I'm generally looking at the last, say, 2-3 decades of this nation's history and foreign policy, in particular in the Middle East. And what a mess. This is a great day for America that this guy is dead, but it hasn't changed a damn thing about our foreign policy in that part of the world, which is an absolute mess. This president ran on getting out of these perpetual endless wars, and I hope he can see to it. Hopefully this does wake up the Iranian regime, but they're vowing, just double-checking here, they're vowing revenge, they're vowing all sorts of stuff. The Democrats are upset because, you know, nothing the president does can ever be right.
Right.
So, you know, that's where we're at. Oh, by the way, flavored e-cigarettes have been banned.
Except for menthol.
Because of the children.
We can still have menthol.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I hate that crap.
You know,
I hate that nanny say crap so
right.
much. But also, once again, programming note, Dr. David Sorensen will be joining us on the Dan Moore Show, be on these airwaves here soon. Should be great conversation. I did a little homework, and I feel like I presented pretty good information, but Dr. Sorensen, well, I can't hold a candle to him. Oh, and there's Dan Morris walking into the studio now. Yeah, I like that. What I like that. Is that a polka dot umbrella?
Yes, that is. Dan is.
That's
he is styling and profiling.
Well, that's some Ric Flair flavor.
Right.
Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. News and views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ron. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Ron.
How you doing,
Ron?
Ron?
Yeah. Hey, listen. I just wanted to tell everybody, I'm on my way to Wetumpka. It's raining like crazy.
Yeah.
There's people out here flying, and the water's puddling. We had so much rain, they need to be careful. You know, I mean, just, I hit a little puddle, and I've got good tires on my truck, and it just kind of, you know, trying to do a little hydroplane in there.
That'll
and then a little comment about Somali dude that got killed. The only problem with those guys over there is they're like a lizard's tail. You take one out, and another one grows back.
Oh, the so proverbial hydra, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that's just, but I'm glad that's done. I support my president for doing that. I think he did the ballsy thing to go ahead and do that. So good for him.
Well, and just to add to the
America. Let me say good for America.
Yes.
I don't mean just good for him.
Well, and this is to your point though about the Hydra, like or the lizard's tail. Catherine Herridge did some great reporting earlier on her Twitter account. She said sources are telling her that the replacement for Soleimani is more of kind of an administrative bean counter. He's not a very strong replacement. He doesn't have the street cred Soleimani had, and I don't think anybody could really at this point. And they think the Ayatollah made this appointment so quickly because he doesn't want infighting within the Revolutionary Guard. So, folks, this is a big symbolic victory, but don't underestimate the practicality of taking out this guy. It is going to throw them into some mayhem for a little while here.
Yeah, maybe they'll take each other out trying to get to the top.
We can hope.
Yes, exactly. So,
appreciate it.
The ones who want to be in control. All right, buddy.
Thanks, Ron.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too. Yeah, what a day. And it's been a long time since we sat here. What? The whole show has pretty much been this topic.
This morning,
but we've had calls the whole program, a whole shooting match. So this has been, when I saw that news, it also made me realize that what could be next in terms of American targets? Say Iran does get revenge. They do something, say in the region.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the militias there in Iraq causes some trouble. I think the next target, per Lindsey Graham's suggestion, is oil refineries.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, the Iranian people are not the Iranian government.
Big time difference.
And they, I think, deserve better than their current government. And we should support them. But we should always be clear-eyed about that. The government of China is not the people of China. Right. The government of Russia is not the people of Russia. So on and so forth. And again, my big takeaway from all this, though, looking in big terms, is go back. Look it up yourselves, folks. Do your own homework. Just look for the designation of the Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group. Pompeo did this in April of 2019. Not that long ago. Only a few months ago. And it was the first time, according to Pompeo and the president, that the United States is labeled another part of a government, a foreign government, a part, actual part of it. In the case of the Revolutionary Guard, is a heartbeat. It's like a government within a government.
Part of it, yeah.
It's the first time in American history we've labeled another government a terrorist group. That is that has, I think, ramifications for questions of war and peace and the role of Congress and all these things. Don't get me started. It's not just the executive, as we said before. Congress, I think, likes being able to play this game of not taking responsibility. They like it for political reasons, so we'll see where that goes. But there's a lot that will come out of this action. But at the end of the day, it's a great day for America to see that Soleimani, a guy I've been reading about since I was a teenager, that he is now dead. I did not see this coming. I don't think anybody saw this coming, in particular the Ayatollah. I don't know if Dan remembers this. 2 days ago when Trump tweeted, Iran would be responsible, Khomeini or the Ayatollah said, number one, you can't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, well, we just took out your top general.
You know,
all right.
When are people going to learn? You cannot tell a person with a personality such as Trump, you're not or you can't do something.
Right.
All that does is just add gas to the fire,
it
man.
It really does. Eddie, I really appreciate you being here. I don't think the show would have gone as smoothly today if you weren't
My pleasure. So. I love coming in and hanging out.
I really appreciate it. Dan Moore Show is next. Dr. David Sorensen should be calling in.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be very great. Until, well, then, I'll be here for the Dan Moore Show producing, but I'll be back bright and early Monday.
Yeah, I'll be listening,
a normal week, finally.
I don't know, Joey. Let's get there first, buddy.
Dan Moore Show is next. Y'all stay tuned.